Welcome to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. You just don't want to miss it. You need to know about it. There is so much going on in the Twin Cities, and I'm always excited about it, and I hope you are too. Well, our first guest tonight, I'm excited to hear all about this, because Open Eye is coming. Their upcoming production is called Loch Ness. Remember the whole thing about the weird thing in the lake called Loch Ness Monster? Yeah, this is called Loch Ness, which I really laughed about as soon as I read it. And the world's largest freshwater musical is happening at the Bakken Museum. And we have our guests that are joining us tonight, the playwright and composer Joseph Evans, and Lox Mortensen is a performer. And we welcome them here on WCCO. Joseph, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having us.
Oh, well, I'm glad to have you on, and you as well, Lux. I laughed out loud as you heard me. I laughed as soon as I read it earlier today. The Loch Ness. So tell us why it's called the Loch Ness.
Well, it's sort of a sea monster adventure set on Lake Superior, and so we thought that'd be a fun little, you know, pun to put on the show. Lots of crazy hijinks ensue. As people are setting out on the lake and getting in all sorts of misadventures. So it was a fun title. And this is the third year in a row we've done one of these summer outdoor musicals, and they all have these two-word, like, goofy titles. So we're trying to stay consistent with that, I guess, too.
Now, this opened on June 23rd, just this past Friday, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so how did it go, and what did the audience think about the Loch Ness?
Lex, you want to chime in on that?
Yeah, absolutely. The audiences have been so incredibly positive. It's always an amazing moment after weeks of rehearsal with nobody laughing except your other cast members to have an entire group of people suddenly laughing at your jokes. Everyone was happy to applaud, happy to laugh, and it was just a fantastic time. And actually, the show that we just finished performing, our audience was rather resilient as well, because it rained quite a few times during our performance, and they stuck it out. So good on you, Minneapolis.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's happening a lot here in the Twin Cities, is where people are outdoors watching theater and having a great time with it. So I love that you were talking about it started raining and they sat there, because people who love theater, period. So we sit outside, right? So I'm really happy that you're doing this. You know, has this particular piece been done before? I believe so, right?
No, this is actually a world premiere.
Oh, first. And okay.
It is part of a series we've done. This little series is about, like, Northern legends. So, like, the first one was, like, a goofy spin on Paul Bunyan. Last year we did, like, a Bigfoot play, and this year we're sort of sea monsters, you know, only lake monsters, I guess, since it's on Lake Superior.
Right. So is this for children, for all ages?
It's got a multi-generational appeal to it. It's very fun for adults and for kids both.
The grassy rooftop, I'm curious, Lux, is there ever a problem with that, even when it starts to rain?
I mean, it was a little wet when we had to lay down on the grass at one point during the show. I won't give anything away, but no, otherwise it's a perfectly pleasant setting to have a play in. The sun is only really shining down on the grassy rooftop for maybe the first 15 minutes of each show before it sets behind the castle. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we have to be, everything is outside, so we have to be cognitive of certain things like our equipment and things like that. But I think the grassy rooftop is perfectly homey and comfortable for a show.
It just sounds amazing. Have you done other shows there, or is this the first on the rooftop?
So this is actually my third year doing a Joseph Evans original on the Bakken Museum. So, I have been a part of Log Jam, and then I was a part of Hairball, and then they asked me back to be in Loch Ness. So I'm very pleased and grateful to be a continuing performer with Open Eye and the Bakken.
Right. And so you play the role of Lillian LeGrand?
Yes, I do. Yes.
That sounds like a powerful position. I mean, I would love to be the character called Lillian LeGrand. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So, Joseph, that was your work, naming that Lillian?
Yes, she's a hilarious character, you know, a sort of old-time vaudeville diva who thinks, you know, the world is her oyster and lets everybody know it. She's a great character, and Lex has brought her beautifully to life.
Oh,
that's,
thank
that's
you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You know, here's the challenge. You see all of these theaters that are doing unique things, especially when they're outside. And this past year, it has, and even in the spring, we saw a lot of that. We saw a lot of that. And some people get nervous and go, well, what if it rains or it's thundering and lightning? But Minnesotans are so fortified. You know, have you ever had a problem with any of the open type of plays where it's outdoors? Because if I'm not mistaken, I do remember Open Eye has done a few of them. Am I correct?
Yeah. And we've sort of learned a lot over the past few years of doing these kinds of shows, of, you know, what works and doesn't in an outdoor setting, and, you know, how to deal with
mosquitoes.
Like,
tell me that.
Yeah, mosquitoes, all that kind of stuff. But there's really beautiful things that happen, too, where it's like you'll have, like, one time we had a rainbow come over right at the end of this beautiful song. You know, birds fly in, and they, you know, the actors find fun ways to play with the environment that we're in too. And you know, it is a lovely, beautiful, natural setting with the lake right by us and all of that. So it's audiences, I think, really appreciate not only the play but where they're coming to see the play too. Because you know, we're Minnesotan and we've got to get outside in the summer.
And how many actors are performing in this piece?
There are 6 actors in the primary roles, and then we also have 4 what we call hands on deck, which are part of like the chorus, and they do a lot of fun surprise stuff in the show, like puppeteering and things like that.
Oh my gosh, this sounds amazing. I'm that girl. My son is a magician. He's part of the Magic Castle in California, and I just love it when a magician or something, some type of magic is happening in a piece. It's just lovely. So I gotta come. I have to come and see Loch Ness. What does Loch Ness look like, Lux? What does Loch Ness look like? Oh, come
on. I think Loch Ness is colorful. I think it is full of surprises. I think Loch Ness looks heartwarming and sweet. I really think that we cover all the bases, and it is funny as all get out. So Loch Ness is anything but. If anything, it's gorgeous, organized chaos.
That's a good description, yeah.
Perfect time to have it, that's for sure. Oh, my goodness. This is beautiful, you guys, and I'm curious to know what comes up next. After Loch Ness?
Well, for Open Eye, I'm not totally sure. I know I also do a lot of work with a theater company called the Zamia Theater Project, where we do shows with people who have experienced homelessness, and we're doing a Prairie Home Companion spoof that is going to tour parts of Minnesota in the fall. So that's my next project.
I have been part of the Prairie Home Companion, and I love it. I had a little part in the movie, and I just love it.
Wow.
I can't wait to see what you're going to do with it.
Yes, it's very fun. We actually, we did a little tour pre-COVID, and now we're kind of bringing it back now that we can do real
indoor shows. Oh, I'm so coming to that, too. Yeah, I'm coming to that, too. There you go. Okay. Joseph Evans and Lux Mortensen, this is going to be a lot of fun. I guess, again, it's called Loch Ness, like the Loch Ness thing. Was it a dinosaur? What was it? Loch Ness was what? Was it a sea
Nessie.
Animal? What?
Yeah, so Nessie is the Scottish sea creature of myth and legend.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've got a Scottish monster hunter in this one, so it's a fun character too.
Yeah.
Okay, and then one more time, the ages of what, a child that is 2 on up, or we're talking 10 years old and up?
Well, I think the theater recommendation was 6 and up.
Okay, 6
and up. There's some funny monsters in it and stuff. They're very playful and goofy, but if they were really young children, they might get a little unnerved, but generally all ages, yeah.
Well, it sounds so great, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. I will mention this again. Of course, the website, if you want to know where to go get tickets, go to Open Eye Theater with a T-R-E at the end, .org. That's OpenEyeTheater.org. You can hit /Loch Lock-mess. Lock-mess. That's so great. Oh, thank you so much, Joseph and Lux. I really appreciate you being here tonight. And just know that I'm going to do my best to get to see this piece because it just sounds wonderful. Take care of yourselves. And again, thank you. Is there a phone number people can use to call? Just make sure they can get a ticket. Can they do it online?
I think online is probably the best way to go. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but yeah, that's, go through the website if you can. That's usually the quickest way to make it happen.
All right. That's what I'll do. Thank you so much, Joseph and Lux. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us. Looking forward to seeing you.
All right. Yes. Bye, you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right. We're going to have to take a break, but I am so interested in that. Would you go to that, Jonathan? Come on. Would you go to that?
I did listen to a little bit of the opening song, I believe, and it is hilarious. And I hope we can play for some you right for some of it for you right now. Going to break.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. That is a smoking song. Okay, I just want you to know. I want everybody to know that just hearing that voice at the beginning of this song. Oh my gosh, that is amazing. Why? Because Aaron Heatbox Heaton is joining us to talk about this album release party that he just had last Sunday at the Hook and Ladder outside under the canopy. I bet that was great. And there was some funky, fun, danceable rap and witticism, and vocals were awesome. And, oh, man, somebody named Think Tenacious D of funk and R&B. It's just, I'm hearing this, and it's like, yeah, that's R&B for real. Welcome, Aaron. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm good.
Okay, are you the one singing?
That's me.
Wow, dude. That was awesome. That's kind of sexy at 10 o'clock at night. I'm just saying.
Hey, we got to keep it sexy, don't we, though?
Yeah, you do. Okay, so that was called Zipper Merge, right?
That's right.
So is that where your songs usually land? Well, about relationships and getting together and hooking up?
Well, you know, I wanted to make a song that would maybe teach Midwesterners the appropriate way to actually zipper merge on the highway. But, you know, you gotta keep it sexy if you want to get their attention. You know what I mean?
Okay, so tell us, what is a zipper merge again? What now? What?
So the zipper merge is when you're on the highway and they're going to close one of the lanes, you know. But mm-hmm. Everybody from Minnesota, we all get in one big line and we don't use the second lane. But you're supposed to use the second lane. You're supposed to fill up all the lanes and then switch cars going back and forth once you get to the part where they're closing it off. But people from the Midwest get so upset if you do that because they think you're being rude. But I'm trying to make a song here to educate the people on how to drive correctly.
Amazing. I don't know why, yeah. But that's a great story. Okay, so here you are with this lovely voice. I'm just curious to know, when you get on at a microphone or on the stage, is it that soft piece of your voice that I heard initially as soon as we heard this song start? Or is it when you sing much bigger and really let it go and let it out?
I try to, you know, hit all the different characters. Sometimes you're screaming, sometimes you're keeping it low and kind of intimate. But yeah, and this new record especially, there's a lot of slow jams and R&B and funky stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, and of course it's called Hilarious and Epically Legendary. Love it, Aaron. I love it, love it, love it, dude. So as you keep writing, because that was great. I could hear that song over and over again. First of all, just tell me where I can go get it. Thanks. Where can I go get the album? Tell me now.
You can. The best way is heatboxllc.com, HEATBOX LLC.com, where you can get a physical copy of the album mailed to you, or you can find me on all the streaming services like, you know, Spotify, YouTube. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on all the websites.
Okay, so you've been working. You've been getting some of the music out there. When is the next time we get a chance to hear you?
I got two big shows coming up at the State Fair on the Leinenkugel stage on August 28th and 29th. That's a Monday and Tuesday.
Bravo! The Steels, my family is doing the same thing. Yeah, go ahead. Whole band?
Yeah, I got a band. I got backup dancers. There's going to be costume changes. It's a whole ridiculous time.
Oh, that's going to be a blast. Yeah, my family and I, the Steels, will be at the State Fair right after you, basically. It was September 1st and 2nd. So we are so awesome. Looking forward to being on that same stage. So I hope I get to run into you before you run out. So done, dude.
Yes,
what was your favorite song on the album?
Ooh, that's a tough call, but I think the best song is "I Bought a Bat." It's about
I went to Target
and I bought a baseball bat because I was, I have a family and I was like, you never know who's out there in the world. I didn't want to buy a gun or anything, but I bought a bat and put it next to my bed.
I bought a bat. That's one of the songs on the album. That is so awesome. I had to check out the whole thing. Seriously, another one is "Stupid Fence." You must have got mad at a fence and just decided to write it, didn't you? That's how that worked out. Yep.
There's a little piece of fence in my neighborhood that has no reason for it to be there. It's just one little unit of fence. There's nothing on the left or the right or in front of it or behind it. It's just all alone. And I was like, I feel bad for this little stupid piece of fence, and I'm going to write a whole song about it.
Okay, the one I love, I want to hear this story. Clap on the 1 and 3. Because, Minnesotans clap on 1 and 3, and then black folks are going 2 and 4, or people of color, just 2 and 4. So why did you write the song? Tell us why.
Just an observation that I had made after being on thousands of stages. I was like, some of these old white ladies are not getting it, and they're all in the wrong place. All in the wrong parts of this song. Have you seen the Harry Connick Jr. where they're all clapping on the 1 and 3 and he changes it so that they all do it on the 2 and 4?
And they work. It worked? They actually did it?
Well, yeah, he throws in one extra beat in one of the measures of the song, and then so everybody's now shifted over, and he forces the audience to correctly clap on the 2 and 4, and it's genius.
Wow, man, I have to have you back on. This was some fun. This is funny, and it's fun. I can't wait to hear the whole album. And you got those two big ones coming up. Mention it real quickly, both of them coming up.
That's right. We're going to be at the State Fair on August 20th and 29th, Monday and Tuesday, at the Lining Kugel stage. I think it's at 8 p.m.
Oh, I got to come out there and hear y'all. Thank you so much for joining us. You take care of yourself.
Thanks for having me. You too.
All right, Aaron. Bye-bye. Wow, that was fun. That's some smoking music. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Going back to five. Y'all know you're singing this right now. You need to stand up with anybody who you with, love who you got. And do a little dance. And welcome back, everyone. This guest tonight I am excited to interview, of course, Miss Arnice, plays Gladys in Gladys the Musical of Gladys Knight. And she's in it. It's just amazing. And this song, Midnight Train to Georgia, is one of my favorite, and it just reminds me of how awesome this woman is. Welcome, Miss Arnice. How are you?
I'm well, Geraldine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just loving this music and knowing that you're a part of it. What does that feel like for you?
I am excited. I'm overjoyed. I'm overwhelmed. All of the things.
Yeah. And, here's the caveat. She is still alive and still performing all over the world. And so I wonder, what is this play going to look like? Some people wait until that person is no longer with us, or that person cannot do a performance. But you're doing it. You're doing the show. And Gladys, she must be thrilled about it.
Right. Well, it's not a play. It's just a musical tribute.
Oh, a musical tribute. All right, I'm on now. Okay. And this is all happening where? The Chanhassen Dinner Theaters, correct?
Yes, yes. The Chanhassen Dinner Theater on Sunday, July 9th. So we are super duper excited. We're going to be in the Fireside Room.
Yeah, the Fireside Room, honey. That's the place. That's the joint, okay? It's so many shows, so many concerts there, so this is exciting. Is this the first time you've done this tribute?
It is not. This is the third time that we'll be at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. We've also done it at Crooner's, and we debuted it during COVID, during the Burnsville Festival in the Park.
Yeah. So there are so many songs that we all know from Gladys Knight. Mm-hmm. What did it take for you to decide on what songs to do?
Well, it was a collaboration between myself and music director Kevin Jackson, along with the gentlemen who are serving as the pips. Jeff Jones is one of my pips.
Awesome.
He is from the mighty
Sounds of Blackness. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Jeff and I sat down and we came up with a playlist and was like, okay, here we go.
Okay. So, but you got to finish telling me about the, did you tell me all the pips? I need to know the names of the pips.
I did not. So Jeff Jones is one of the pips along with Keith Gantz. We also call him KJ. So KJ just recently did a show, a tribute to Frankie Beverly and Maze. And we also have Graydon Francis, who is a former member of Sounds of Blackness.
How about that? Well, this sounds like it's going to be a blast. The Chanhassen Theaters, they have a great tribute concert series. It's just amazing. They have so many people. So if people want information, you can always go to ChanhassenDT.com or call the box office at 952-934-1525. Okay, so what song has challenged you the most? Which song of Glad from Gladys Knight has challenged you?
Which song has challenged me the most? Well, you know, she does a Kris Kristofferson folk song called Help Me Make It Through the Night. And I would say that's probably one of my most challenging of the set list. But I love it so because it talks about being lonely, lonely in a way that, you know, we have all kind of dealt with being having gotten through COVID and all the things that happen in our lives. So that's probably the most challenging of the songs. My favorite is, gosh, there's so many. But Neither One of Us, I would say, is my
number. Neither One of Us. Oh, my God, yes. Woo! These are songs that land on your heart and never move. They just never move out.
Absolutely.
Wow. So when you came up with the idea to do this?
I did. We were sitting in Mick Sterling's living room a couple years ago and just listening to music. It was the 4th of July weekend, and Gladys Knight kept coming up on the playlist. And I said, you know, Mick, I would love to do that. I'd love to do a tribute show with Gladys Knight. And he said, yeah, we should do that. And so the rest was kind of history.
So if people want to find out more about you, they want to look up your bio or whatever, how do they address you? Is it really Miss Arnice? Like it, every it day? Is. All day?
It's funny that it has become my name all the time. So I work in education, and my students always have called me Miss Arnice for years. And so it just kind of stuck.
Yeah, and it feels right. It feels right for this particular piece. It really does. Yeah. So congratulations on that. Where do you hope this will go?
You know, I am just hoping that we continue to do this show. And I would love for Miss Gladys to come and say, well done, daughter.
That was my next question right there. Are you going to reach out and try to find out if she can come?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why not? You'll never know until you know, right?
Exactly. You'll never know till you know. And she's still out here doing her thing. So she was in Chicago not too long ago, and she's been in the Twin Cities. So you never know.
Well, I sure hope this sells out for you. I know you've done it 3 times already, but I'm just hearing about this. So I'm really happy that you joined us tonight because I'm trying to figure out how is it I didn't know you? How is it? How is it? That's impossible.
I don't know. We have so many crossover connections. I'm a member of Fellowship Baptist Church and Billy Phil is my music director. Yep.
Wait. I think I know you. Oh, my God.
You might. I'm sure we've met before.
Yeah, I got to go to church on Sunday, don't I?
Look.
I might as well go, darling. My mother would be happy, and so would God. So there you go.
Absolutely.
All right, so is there anything else you want to tell us about this tribute? Do you tell stories in between the songs?
I do. I tell a little bit of story. I talk about a little bit of a connection where the song may have come from. We do a couple songs from the soundtrack from the movie Claudine, where, you know, Miss Gladys was ahead of her time in that she was doing whole soundtracks for movies, you know, in the late 70s. You know, that was an unheard of thing. So she was a pioneer in that regard. And so I talk a little bit about those things and just talk about how the music moved me and how it has carried me through difficult times and happy times and being in love and falling out of love and all those things.
Yeah, you know, she really tells her story, and it's a beautiful thing. Now, I do want to ask, are you doing the song I Hope You Dance? And that's from the movie The Family That Pray, and that's P-R-E-Y. So, you know, they would prey on people to get money and stuff. Did you do that one?
We don't do that one. Yeah.
And that's by someone else. It's by a country singer that wrote it. But she has her version that she recorded, and it is just beautiful. Take a listen to it. Do you know that song at all? I hope you dance. That one?
Don't know that one. I'll have to
check
that one
out. Check it out. And do you often look at it and say, okay, I've got this great list. Let me add or take away a few and make it a little different. Do you do that
Absolutely.
As well?
Absolutely. Yep.
Oh, awesome.
We got this great cast of singers who are part of the show, including Kevin Jackson, who is
tell us what are the names?
Kevin Jackson is music director. We've got Ryan Bynum also on the keys. We've got Jerry Williams playing drums. Will Hutchinson playing the guitar. And Eric Yates, also known as Eric Yates.
Oh, love him. Hey, now, bravo. You've got a great setup, honey. That's awesome.
Yes,
awesome. I'm so glad that you joined us tonight. And I hope I can get a ticket. I hope I can actually go to see this.
Because
I have not heard of you doing this. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Ms. Arnice. Okay,
absolutely.
Let's keep it real.
Yep.
All right, you take care of yourself. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
There is a discount code Gladys23. So if people want to come, you get a $10 discount with that discount code.
Oh, awesome. How much are the tickets?
Tickets are $40, and then it's extra if you want to have dinner.
Okay, and then you take $10 off of that. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Miss Arnice. I'm going to do my best to get there to see you, okay?
Well, come on through. I'd love it.
I would love it too. The dinner is at 5:00. Showtime is at 7:00 at the Chanhassen Dinner Theaters for this piece. And this acclaimed tribute concert series that they have is really great. Amazing. Check it out. And make sure you go in here, Miss Arnice. Get there now, y'all. We got to get there. All right. You take care.
All righty. You take care. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Be well.
All right. Be well.
Bye-bye. Well, there she goes, Miss Arnice. I've never heard of her. Have you heard of her, Jonathan? I haven't heard of her. I'm so excited to go and see it, so I'm going to check it out. Go to chanhassendt.com. All right, we're going to take a break. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. The name of the song is Run It Down. Josh Cleveland Band is the ones behind this. Minnesota soul folk songwriter Josh Cleveland celebrates his new single, Running It Down. You're hearing it right now. And this happens on Wednesday, June 28th, just 3 days from today. They're going to have a full band show at St. Paul's Turf Club with special guests Laura Hugo, Katie Tessaman, I hope I have that correct, and the Turnbuckles and the International Treasures. I am so excited to introduce Josh Cleveland. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. The first thing I did when I was reading about, you know, everything you do, that song that we just listened to, there's a little piece that you talk about the song, and it says, a couple of years ago, our guitarist Dusty Smith, asked if I would come over on his birthday and write a song with him. Now, we both took time off from our day jobs and went to work. The idea of going back to five. Y'all know you're singing this right now. You need to stand up with anybody who you with, love who you got, and do a little dance. And welcome back, everyone. This guest tonight I am excited to interview, of course, Miss Arnice, plays Gladys in Gladys the Musical of Gladys Knight. And she's in it. It's just amazing. And this song, Midnight Train to Georgia, is one of my favorite, and it just reminds me of how awesome this woman is. Welcome, Miss Arnice. How are you?
I'm well, Geraldine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just loving this music and knowing that you're a part of it. What does that feel like for you?
I am excited. I'm overjoyed. I'm overwhelmed. All of the things.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the caveat. She is still alive and still performing all over the world. And so I wonder, what is this play going to look like? Some people wait until that person is no longer with us or that person cannot do a performance. But you're doing it. You're doing the show. And Gladys, she must be thrilled about it.
Right. Well, it's not a play. It's just a musical tribute.
Oh, a musical tribute. All right, I'm on now. Okay. And this is all happening where? The Chanhassen Dinner Theaters, correct?
Yes, yes. The Chanhassen Dinner Theater on Sunday, July 9th. So we are super duper excited. We're going to be in the Fireside Room.
Yeah, the Fireside Room, honey. That's the place. That's the joint, okay? It's so many shows, so many concerts there, so this is exciting. Is this the first time you've done this tribute?
It is not. This is the third time that we'll be at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. We've also done it at Crooner's, and we debuted it during COVID, during the Burnsville Festival in the Park.
Yeah, yeah. So there are so many songs that we all know from Gladys Knight. Mm-hmm. What did it take for you to decide on what songs to do?
Well, you know, it was a collaboration between myself and music director Kevin Jackson, along with the gentlemen who are serving as the pips. You know, Jeff Jones is one of my pips.
Awesome.
He is from the mighty
Sounds of Blackness. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Jeff and I sat down and we came up with a playlist and was like, okay, here we go.
Okay. So, but you got to finish telling me about the, did you tell me all the pips? I need to know the names of the pips.
I did not. So Jeff Jones is one of the pips along with Keith Gantz. We also call him KJ. So KJ just recently did a show, a tribute to Frankie Beverly and Maze. And we also have Graydon Francis, who is a former member of Sounds of Blackness.
How about that? Well, this sounds like it's going to be a blast. The Chanhassen Theaters, they have a great tribute concert series. It's just amazing. They have so many people. So if people want information, you can always go to ChanhassenDT.com or call the box office at 952-934-1525. Okay, so what song has challenged you the most? Which song from Gladys Knight has challenged you?
Which song has challenged me the most? Well, you know, she does a Kris Kristofferson folk song called Help Me Make It Through the Night. And I would say that's probably one of my most challenging of the set list. But I love it so because it talks about being lonely. Lonely in a way that, you know, we have all kind of dealt with having gotten through COVID and all the things that happen in our lives. So that's probably the most challenging of the songs. My favorite is, gosh, there's so many. But Neither One of Us, I would say, is
Neither One of Us. Oh, my God, yes. Woo! These are songs that land on your heart and never move. They just never move out.
Absolutely.
Wow. So you came up with the idea to do this?
I did. We were sitting in Mick Sterling's living room a couple years ago, and just listening to music. It was the 4th of July weekend, and Gladys Knight kept coming up on the playlist. And I said, you know, Mick, I would love to do that. I'd love to do a tribute show with Gladys Knight. And he said, yeah, we should do that. And so the rest was kind of history.
So if people want to find out more about you, they want to look up your bio or whatever, how do they address you? Is it really Miss Arnice? Like every day? All day?
It's funny that it has become my name all the time. So I work in education, and my students always have called me Miss Arnice for years. And so it just kind of stuck.
Yeah, and it feels right. It feels right for this particular piece. It really does. Yeah. So congratulations on that. Where do you hope this will go?
You know, I am just hoping that we continue to do this show. And I would love for Miss Gladys to come and say, well done, daughter.
That was my next question right there. Are you going to reach out and try to find out if she can come?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why not? You'll never know until you know, right?
Exactly. You'll never know till you know. And she's still out here doing her thing. So she was in Chicago not too long ago, and she's been in the Twin Cities. So you never know.
Well, I sure hope this sells out for you. I know you've done it 3 times already, but I'm just hearing about this. So I'm really happy that you joined us tonight because I'm trying to figure out how is it I didn't know you? How is it? How is it? That's impossible.
I don't know. We have so many crossover connections. I'm a member of Fellowship Baptist Church, and Billy Steele is my music director. Yep.
Wait. I think I know you. Oh, my God.
You might. I'm sure we've met before.
Yeah. I got to go to church on Sunday, don't I?
Look.
I might as well go, darling. My mother would be happy, and so would God. So there you go.
Absolutely.
All right. So is there anything else you want to tell us about this tribute? Do you tell stories in between the songs?
I do. I tell a little bit of story. I talk about a little bit of the connection where the song may have come from. We do a couple songs from the soundtrack from the movie Claudine, where, you know, Miss Gladys was ahead of her time in that she was doing whole soundtracks for movies, you know, right. In the late 70s. You know, that was an unheard of thing. So she was a pioneer in that regard. And so I talk a little bit about those things and just talk about how the music moved me and how it has carried me through difficult times and happy times and being in love and falling out of love and all those things.
Yeah, you know, she really tells her story, and it's a beautiful thing. Now, I do want to ask, are you doing the song I Hope You Dance? And that's from the movie The Family That Pray. And that's P-R-E-Y. So, you know, they would prey on people to get money and stuff. Did you do that one?
We don't do that one, unfortunately.
And that's by someone else. It's by a country singer that wrote it. But she has her version that she recorded, and it is just beautiful. Take a listen to it. Do you know that song at all? I hope you dance. That one?
I don't know that one. I'll have to look
check
that
it
one
out.
Up.
Check it out. And do you often look at it and say, okay, I've got this great list. Let me add or take away a few and make it a little different. Do you do that
Absolutely.
As well?
Absolutely. Yep.
Oh, awesome.
We've been that. And, you know, we got this great cast of singers who are part of the show, including Kevin Jackson.
Tell us. What are the names?
Kevin Jackson is music director. We've got Ryan Bynum also on the keys. We've got Jerry Williams playing drums, Will Hutchinson playing the guitar, and Eric Yates, also known as Eric Yates.
Oh,
Yack.
Love him. Hey, now, bravo. You've got a great setup, honey. That's awesome.
Yes.
That is
yes.
Awesome. I'm so glad that you joined us tonight, and I hope I can get a ticket. I hope I can actually go to see this,
because
I have not heard of you doing this. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Ms. Arnice. Okay,
absolutely.
Let's keep it real.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right, you take care of yourself. Oh, go ahead.
There is a discount code Gladys23. So if people want to come, you get a $10 discount with that discount code.
Oh, awesome. How much are the tickets?
Tickets are $40, and then it's extra if you want to have dinner.
Okay, and then you take $10 off of that. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Miss Arnice. I'm going to do my best to get there to see you, okay?
Well, come on through. I'd love it.
I would love it too. The dinner is at 5:00. Showtime is at 7:00 at the Chanhassen Dinner Theaters for this piece. And this acclaimed tribute concert series that they have is really quite amazing. Check it out. And make sure you go in here, Miss Arnice. Get there now, y'all. We got to get there. All right. You take care.
All righty. You take care. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Be well.
All right. Be well.
Bye-bye. Well, there she goes, Miss Arnice. I've never heard of her. Have you heard of her, Jonathan? I haven't heard of her. I'm so excited to go and see it, so I'm going to check it out. Go to chanhassendt.com. All right, we're going to take a break. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. The name of the song is Run It Down. Josh Cleveland Band is the ones behind this. Minnesota soul folk songwriter Josh Cleveland celebrates his new single, Running It Down. You're hearing it right now. And this happens on Wednesday, June 28th, just 3 days from today. They're going to have a full band show at St. Paul's Turf Club with special guest Laura Hugo, Katie Tesseman, I hope I have that correct, and the Turnbuckles and the International Treasures. I am so excited to introduce Josh Cleveland. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. The first thing I did when I was reading about, you know, everything you do, that song that we just listened to, there's a little piece that you talk about the song, and it says, a couple of years ago, our guitarist Dusty Smith, asked if I would come over on his birthday and write a song with him. Now, we both took time off from our day jobs and went to work. The idea of a front porch on a summer night or summer evening quickly morphed into a story of jumping headfirst into young love. I loved reading this. And when I read it and I realized when I heard the song, I went, oh my goodness, running it down. So it took some time for y'all to finally get it together?
Yeah, it took a little while. We met and kind of worked on some music for a while, and then it was kind of a lyric time. We kind of tossed stuff back and forth over the phone and text, and then eventually we were able to narrow down the song. And it just seemed to like keep going to that sort of that young love feeling, and this that's hopefully that universal thing that we've all been through at some point or another, where you throw caution into the wind and you just jump headfirst into it. You know, who knows what the consequences are going to be or where it's going to go, or if it lasts like 2 minutes or like, you know, 20 years, who knows, but you just jump in.
Is that one of your favorite songs? Like, seriously, favorite?
Yeah. Yeah. As of late, it is one of my favorites. It's kind of grown on me. I try not to, you know, each song is like your baby, right? You don't want to like say which one's your favorite, but this one definitely has a little bit of that favorite, because I tend to write, at least in the past, slower, kind of more ballad, kind of make you cry songs, which I love doing. But this is something that I just, to be able to step into like a faster tempo and kind of a just more nostalgic type feeling in the positive realm, has just been something that I've been wanting to do and jump into for a while, and being able to write this with Dustin and then bring it into the band and have it turn into what it's turned into, I'm really proud of it, yeah.
You should be. So here's the thing. When you are writing, how do you stop and say, all right, I think I know where I'm going with this? Or do you already know as soon as you sit down to write it out?
Yeah, sometimes I know what I want to go for, and I just can't get the theme out of my head. And sometimes with this one too, the title "Running It Down" came out immediately, and then it just became, what is it that we're trying to run down here? What are the characters in this story trying to run down and trying to capture? And it's that feeling of love. And so for the most part, I'll get some sort of idea. And I think it was actually Dustin who came up with the "running it down," was like, hey, I just keep coming back to this idea of running it down. And then we just sort of, well, you know, we ran it down and ran down that idea to find the theme of the song. And that's usually how it happens. Every once in a while, you come up with an idea, and then as you're writing the song, you just take a 90-degree turn. But this one, we just kind of, we went straight and narrow on this one.
So you and Dustin are the ones that did the lyrics for that song and for the whole album, and you recorded it at Dustin Smith's home studio. It's interesting. So many people are really using their home studios instead of going into someone else's studio, and you have to pay for that. How does that work for you at home? Do you have children?
Yeah, so I have two daughters, an 18-year-old and an almost 8-year-old. The kids go to bed, and then we start to get creative with the music. But yeah, most of the stuff over at Dustin's, he's got two kids as well, and they're in their teens. And so we'll go over there, and they're thankfully gracious enough to let us do our thing and not make fun of us too much as we're, you know, just grown adults downstairs playing in a basement.
Right, exactly. And it was mixed and mastered by Michael Connelly. And Michael Connelly also plays on the album as organ and keys. So that's cool as well.
Yeah.
When you get a chance to meet and work with people that write the songs, and then you come up and mix and master it, and, you know, Michael does all of that, and you get on the organ and keys, and you're part of the whole thing, not just a little piece of it.
Yeah. No, and that's been the coolest part of this project was sending it away and to Michael and having him come back with a, hey, so this is what I came up with these organs. And it's just to have someone else care about something that you've put so much care into as well has just been an amazing process. And Michael just, he knocked it out of the park. It was awesome.
Well, congratulations on the album. It's coming up at the Turf Club. You do not want to miss that on June 28th. The full band is going to be there. It's in St. Paul's Turf Club. Don't forget. All right. Thank you so much, Josh. Take care.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
You too. Well, I want everyone to know we're doing just fine. And I'm so happy that Michael is doing well as well. Thank you for sticking and staying with us, and have a great week. Don't let anybody get to you. Good night, everyone. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Chris Tubbs. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. The name of the song is Run It Down. Josh Cleveland Band is the ones behind this. Minnesota soul folk songwriter Josh Cleveland celebrates his new single, Running It Down. You're hearing it right now. And this happens on Wednesday, June 28th, just 3 days from today. They're going to have a full band show at St. Paul's Turf Club with special guests Laura Hugo, Katie Tessaman, I hope I have that correct, and the Turnbuckles and the International Treasures. I am so excited to introduce Josh Cleveland. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. The first thing I did when I was reading about, you know, everything you do, that song that we just listened to, there's a little piece that you talk about the song, and it says, a couple of years ago, our guitarist Dusty Smith, asked if I would come over on his birthday and write a song with him. Now, we both took time off from our day jobs and went to work. The idea of a front porch on a summer night or summer evening quickly morphed into a story of jumping head first into young love. I loved reading this. And when I read it and I realized when I heard the song, I went, oh, my goodness, Running It Down. So it took some time for y'all to finally get it together.
Yeah, it took a little while. We met and kind of worked on some music for a while, and then it was kind of lyric time. We kind of tossed stuff back and forth over the phone and text, and then eventually we were able to narrow down the song. And it just seemed to like keep going to that sort of that young love feeling, and this that's hopefully that universal thing that we've all been through at some point or another, where you throw caution into the wind and you just jump headfirst into it. You know, who knows what the consequences are going to be or where it's going to go, or if it lasts like 2 minutes or like, you know, 20 years, who knows, but you just jump in.
Is that one of your favorite songs? Like, seriously, favorite?
Yeah. Yeah. As of late, it is one of my favorites. It's kind of grown on me. It's, you know, I try not to, you know, each song is like your baby, right? You don't want to like say which one's your favorite, but this one definitely has a little bit of that favorite, because I tend to write, at least in the past, slower, kind of more ballad, kind of make you cry songs, which I love doing. But this is something that I just, to be able to step into like a faster tempo and kind of a just more nostalgic type feeling in the positive realm, has just been something that I've been wanting to do and jump into for a while, and being able to write this with Dustin and then bring it into the band and have it turn into what it's turned into, I'm really proud of it, yeah.
You should be. So here's the thing. When you are writing, how do you stop and say, all right, I think I know where I'm going with this, or do you already know as soon as you sit down to write it out?
Yeah, sometimes I know what I want to go for, and I just can't get the theme out of my head. And sometimes with this one too, the title "Running It Down" came out immediately, and then it just became, what is it that we're trying to run down here? What are the characters in this story trying to run down and trying to capture? And it's that feeling of love. And so for the most part, I'll get some sort of idea, and I think it was actually Dustin who came up with the Running It Down. It was like, hey, I just keep coming back to this idea of running it down. And then we just sort of, well, you know, we ran it down and ran down that idea to find the theme of the song. And that's usually how it happens. Every once in a while, you come up with an idea, and then as you're writing the song, you just take a 90-degree turn. But this one, we just kind of, we went straight and narrow on this one.
So you and Dustin are the ones that did the lyrics for that song and for the whole album, and you recorded it at Dustin Smith's home studio. It's interesting. So many people are really using their home studios instead of going in to someone else's studio, and you have to pay for that. How does that work for you at home? Do you have children?
Yeah, so I have two daughters, an 18-year-old and an almost 8-year-old.
Beautiful.
You know, the kids go to bed and then we start to get creative with the music. But yeah, most of the stuff over at Dustin's, he's got two kids as well in their teens. And so we'll go over there, and they're thankfully gracious enough to let us do our thing and not make fun of us too much as we're, you know, just grown adults downstairs playing in a basement.
Right, exactly. And it was mixed and mastered by Michael Connelly. And Michael Connelly also plays on the album with as organ and keys. So that's cool as well.
Yeah.
When you get a chance to meet and work with people that write the songs, and then you come up and mix and master it, and all, you know, Michael does all of that, and you get on the organ and keys, and you're part of the whole thing, not just a little piece of it.
Yeah, yeah. No, and that's been the coolest part of this project was sending it away and to Michael and having him come back with a, hey, so this is what I came up with these organs. And it's just to have someone else care about something that you've put so much care into as well has just been an amazing process. And Michael just, he knocked out of the park. It was awesome.
Well, congratulations on the album. It's coming up at the Turf Club. You do not want to miss that on June 28th. The full band is going to be there. It's in St. Paul's Turf Club. Don't forget. All right. Thank you so much, Joss. Take care.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
You too. Well, I want everyone to know doing just fine. And I'm so happy that Michael is doing well as well. Thank you for sticking and staying with us. And have a great week. Don't let anybody get to you. Good night, everyone. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Chris Tubbs.